Welcome to Here for the Cocktail Party. I'm Sean.
And I'm Rayanne.
Each week, we'll be sipping cocktails, spilling tea, and diving into the latest gossip on Katie's season of The Bachelorette.
Kiki with us every week as we overanalyze the contestants' love connection and break everything down with a healthy dose of alcohol and skepticism. And this week, we are chatting a little bit more about Katie's second episode.
Okay. I mean, I hated first episode.
But the cocktail was delightful.
Oh my God. I don't know about you. Well, I definitely know that Vegas is heating up, and it is heating up in Denver, quote unquote. And it was just something so refreshing. It really cooled me down.
Yeah, it was very autumnal, my favorite word, which was kind of nice when it's like 117 degrees out and you're like, oh, but like, remember October and the foliage at the, what was Matt James's resort?
At the Nemecolon.
At the Nemecolon. Remember those days.
Good old days. It is hot as balls and it needs to just cool down. Autumn, I am ready for you.
Yes.
So this week, since our first impressions are out the window, we are giving you a good, bad, and the ugly, because we all know some ugly personalities come out after a few cocktails.
Yes, that is the truth. So our good part of the episode, slash funny, I would say, was during the first group date when they roll up to what looks like the set of Cirque du Soleil's Zoomanity, which closed and probably just got shipped over to New Mexico for this date. There's furry handcuffs. There's, you know, Katie's dildo, the star on the stage. And they have to talk about sex with Heather McDonald. Love a good cameo. Glad they're coming back.
Yes, I am so glad we're coming back. I love Heather McDonald, so I was so happy to see her on the screen. Like, I think she is hilarious.
Yeah, she's entertaining. So she has the honor of asking these men questions about female anatomy and sex questions, and none of them knew anything.
Let me tell you, after all of those questions, I do not want to get in bed with any of them, because I would be a little afraid that it would be mediocre and I would possibly maybe even fall asleep during it.
It reminded me of, I think it was actually Caitlyn's season. So maybe Caitlyn was like, you know what you should do? You should just revamp the date from my season. When they were like in the classroom with the kids and the only person of all her guys who could answer like procreation questions was Ben Higgins. He was like the only one, except there was no superstar in the state. They needed some Ben Higgins to come in and school them.
I know, like, or at least have Ben Higgins like whisper in one of their ears and like an earpiece telling them the answers. Like, it was horrible.
Oy. I mean, a lot of parts are entertaining. We talked on our last episode about Connor B's song and Trey's puppet show. So in terms of like good entertaining parts of the episode, this definitely had a lot of those.
Oh yeah. So we were digging this date. But then, you know, it starts getting bad as the episode comes in, and our bad for the week is they are really trying to play off of all of these recycled storylines and stereotypes. We got a verge in this episode. We got some people knowing each other from back home. Like, let's just like give these a break. You're pressing them too hard.
Yeah. The virgin storyline is so tired. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't give a shit. And I know they thought this was a good opportunity because Katie is the sex positive bachelorette. But like, stop. Just fucking stop. It's annoying. No one cares. This Mike guy, so naive. He was like, I didn't think I would have to talk about it so soon. Meanwhile, the producers are like, talk about it in front of all the guys.
I mean, it's so true. And the problem is, too, he even said, well, I was very excited that Katie was the bachelorette. And I'm like, no, dude, you were sweating bullets that Katie was the bachelorette because you're a virgin. Like, don't give me that BS that you were excited for the sexual positive goddess to be the bachelorette.
It's just like, ugh, it's so annoying. Over it. And then the other major one is every single season for the past few seasons, there has been this story where people know each other from home. In this case, Aaron and Cody know each other from San Diego. Aaron, of course, tells Katie that Cody is like thirsty for fame and doesn't like him or respect him. And we just go back to this all the time. And I just want to throw it out there that like this storyline lost all value once they actually found a contestant who dated the talent. Like Victoria dated the country superstar. Like that's all you need. It's all going downhill from there. It's not entertaining anymore.
It's not. And I think at this point, it just makes it seem like the producers find one guy. So say they find Aaron and then they just go onto like his Instagram and like then just stalk. Oh, they're going to know this person. So let's put them on too. Like, you know, it just is. I don't see where they're going with this. And it seems like the drama of like, well, if you're not here for the right reasons has been played out during the last at least 7 seasons. So I need to like it to stop.
It's just like empty drama, right? Like, of course, we know one of them's going to get kicked off. And in this case, Katie kicks off Cody rather quickly. So like that was nice that we didn't have to watch this be drawn out. So I will give them props for that. However, it's just noise to fill an episode with drama that's like not good. It's just boring now.
Exactly. Bachelor, if you want to go back to like the 1-hour and 15-minute episodes, we wouldn't be mad. Because you need to stop recycling these storylines.
And dates, like every single date they did on this episode, they like did with Claire last season. And I'm sure prior seasons as well. I'm just, you know, thinking of Claire and Tayshia's season as that was the most recent one. So like we're just constantly seeing the same stuff in like a different form. Like stop making them fight. Annoying.
Exactly. And I mean, obviously with Claire shutting it down last season of just being like, no, we're going to talk face to face, all three of us. It really puts in perspective that it's like now it's just bullshit. Because it's like, oh, go talk to one another. Like, no. Like, yeah. Claire confronted it. So now everyone needs to confront it the way that she did it or just BS.
Yeah, so we're over it. But that brings us to the ugly.
Oh, gosh. I don't, like, I had enough of him, like, last night. I hate to even talk about him. But we will bring up K-Dog, aka Carl, because he is the ugly, and this episode showed that he has some inner demons that he needs to work on.
He's a motivational speaker, and he's like motivating me to want to punch him in the face. He's so annoying, and the thing that makes it even worse is he obviously thinks of this as a game, because that's just the type of personality he is. But he speaks to everybody, both in his moments, like him talking to the camera, as well as the guys in general, just in like strict sports analogies. He's like a Saturday Night Live character that like just comes in and talks to people as a sports announcer and then like walks out. And it is so infuriating.
It is infuriating in it. And I love that he talks in his like one-on-ones as it's like it's closing a deal. Why isn't he closer to Katie? If he can close 5 deals in a day, why can't he close it in on Katie? And I'm like, because she's not a fucking piece of paper, bitch.
Well, he is closing in on the seeds he's planting of really buying into this Aaron Cody situation and saying, well, Cody's not the only one that's not here for the right reasons. There are a couple other people that are too. And all the guys are like, well, who? Like, name names. And he's like, I just like can't right now. It's like, you're such a piece of shit. Like, so annoying.
You are a horrible human being. And he even says it to Katie. And she's like, well, look, I won't say anything. Just tell me who. And then he totally gaslights her. Like, he's like, no. I just wanted to say that so you can, like, keep an eye out. And I'm like, keep an eye out for who?
Ugh. I don't even want to talk about him anymore. He needs to get the fuck out. I think I tweeted, like, 3 different times, like, can he get the fuck out of here?
I kind of wish that Katie booted him along with Cody. Can we get that? But at the same time, there's not enough drama, so I guess Carl's going to be around until the 2-on-1.
Speaking of Cody, though, I'm really sad they didn't give an exit to Sandy, his blow-up doll. Missed opportunity.
They're too focused on the recycled storylines that they did not give this prime entertainment spotlight to Sandy.
There's just no creativity. I forget what season it was, but somebody walked in with, like, that creepy boy doll. And they, like, gave it a name. They would zoom in on him. And it was so funny. It was, like, the funniest the show has ever been. And they just lost all of that, like, humor to it. It's lame.
Producers, if you're listening, get it together and step up your pussy.
That's right.
So now, though, we have another witchy corner. And Rayanne is about to look into her crystal ball and predict the next thing that is about to go down.
I usually don't have 2 in a row, you know, because, like, my crystals aren't fully charged from last week. But I actually have 2. One of which really isn't a prediction, just an observation that I think people noticed or can get into. So Thomas, first of all, he's a bullshit artist, and she's, like, buying every second of it. He is throwing me Josh Murray from Andy's season vibes. So we all know Josh Murray proposed to Andy, and, like, they were a thing for a little bit. And then she had this whole memoir about how he was, like, the shittiest human. And, like, that is the route I think Thomas will take. Like, he's going to schmooze her to the core. But, like, at the end of the day, Thomas sucks. Mark my words. Second, Andrew S. and Katie, so fake accent man who thankfully dropped his fake accent. And I think he plays football in Vienna. Interesting. So anyway, him and Katie have this little moment after she sends Cody home because she's so pissed off that people are here for the wrong reasons. And so he swoops in, which is a really good move. And they have a nice conversation and they really bond. And they bond about their childhoods and a lot of different things that, like, are on a more deep level, well, that we actually get to see that isn't edited out. So I predict Andrew S. is going to make it very far. I am even willing to say he's in the top 4.
Those are some ballsy predictions. So I'm going to hold you to it.
Hey. Hey, go big or go home, like Carl says, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Your boy Carl would be so proud, yeah?
Speaking of.
Speaking of, it is now time to crown the cocktail king of the episode. And drumroll, please. It is Carl. The suspense was probably killing you, but not really. He was a hot mess this episode, planting all his seeds. He just needs to lay off the cocktails so that he can just be a decent human being.
He's such a clown. I can't stand him. So anyway, our cocktail for next week sort of goes with the tradition of being a bro that speaks in sports analogies. So we're going with the Manmosa. Not sure if any of you have had a Manmosa, but it's, you know, the manly version of a mimosa, because men don't drink Prosecco. They drink beer with their orange juice.
Yum.
It actually is really good, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, it is actually pretty good. So everyone needs to pick up a Manmosa. Besides the bro-y douchey name, it's surprisingly decent. And I don't like beer.
Well, it gets hidden with the tart and sweetness of the orange juice. It's delightful.
It is delightful and sneaky. So watch out. You might be the cocktail king or queen of next week if you have a little too much. But make sure to keep an eye on our Instagram for the recipe so you can drink along with us next week. With that, it is time to say our goodbyes, but join us next week as we give you the top highlights of Katie's season on Wednesday, and as we dive into the episode on Thursday.
But until then, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Here for the Cocktail Party, all one word, for more content and cocktail recipes. You know, see you later. Hit it out of the park this week, okay, Sean?
Yeah, bro, we're gonna seal those deals.